We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Morning.
Good morning. Impressive opening to your season last Thursday as you beat Jacksonville 38-19, a game you had in control at the break. As you've had a chance to look back on that game, what impressed you about the way your team played?
Well, I think, first off, to get a win in your opening game is huge, and proud of our guys. You know, they played with a lot of energy. They were excited to be out there, and that was good to see. We played probably the first three quarters, you know, for an opening game as crisp and as well played as we could play. You know, there weren't many mistakes. There weren't substitution issues. We weren't jumping all sides, cadence issues. We were pretty clean in that regard. We ran the ball effectively throughout the game, but really good in the first half. You know, defensively, we played really well. And then, you know, we got in the fourth quarter and turned it over twice. Pretty disappointing there. I don't think we played, you know, great defense. We were okay. We had a bunch of young guys in there, and they were fighting. You know, and they gotta grow up and get better and, you know, and learn from those experiences. But, you know, for three quarters there, I mean, it was, you know, they got one double pass on us. And, you know, other than that, I don't know if they had another first down or maybe just one or two. And then offensively, we moved the ball really well. So proud of our guys. You know, we did what we had to do and, you know, got out of there with a win and got to play a lot of people.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Rusty.
Sure, sir. We have a question from John O'Connor from Richmond Times. Your line is open.
Coach Huseman, your defensive line play was strong against Jacksonville. What made that so good? And I'm wondering how much the depth of your defensive line plays into that.
Well, you know, we like our defensive line a lot. You know, we played, you know, probably eight or nine guys in that game. We rolled guys early. So, you know, we got Darius Reynolds, who had been coming off a knee surgery. I think he got 20 snaps in there. Gershon Mahjoni played really well. Obviously, Mo played well. You know, we rolled four tackles in there during the course of the game with obviously Kobe Turner and Colby Ritten, and then Ray Eldridge and Aiden Murray played. So, you know, we played quite a few guys, you know, throughout the first half. Not a ton, but, you know, guys did roll in there. And feel good about that group. I think we've got some playmakers in there that can play. And we are kind of physical up front. Even though we're not huge, we are pretty physical. So I was proud of those guys.
Hey, if I could follow up, as you go to Boston College this weekend, clearly it's a different kind of challenge, especially for that defensive line. What are you emphasizing with that group to try to handle a massive offensive line and a really big back?
it'll be a tough endeavor, no question about it. They're probably, you know, is, you know, sometimes you'd rather play a finesse team, somebody that's just kind of spreading it out and pitching and catching. But, you know, these guys, they play with two tight ends every snap, sometimes three tight ends. They're physical. You know, Boston College plays football, you know, the way it's supposed to be played, tough, physical. They're well coached. You know, it'll be a challenge for our guys up front. You know, they're going to, you know, there'll be a lot of double teams and they'll lean on our guys. And we just have to have tremendous technique at that level. And, you know, hopefully we can do enough where we move around a little bit to try to get on edges a little bit. You know, it'll be physical, but, you know, we got to hope our linebackers and secondary, you know, play really well and tackle in space when they have those opportunities. So, you know, they're Boston College is really good. They're talented and they're well coached. So we got a huge challenge in front of us.
If I can sneak one last one in, over the years you've faced plenty of FBS competition as an assistant and a head coach. I wonder if your attitude has changed about these games at all. I know you are full force in favor of them over the years. Do you still feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our guys will be fired up. I mean, they get to go play in a huge stadium with a really good crowd, you know, against a BCS school. You know, you you do these things, obviously part of it is the financial aspect of it, but, you know, recruiting, I mean, for us to tell recruits that we're going to get to play at Boston College, at Virginia Tech, at Virginia, Pitt, and those people down the road, I mean, it really helps in recruiting. And our guys are excited to play in these games. You know, I just wish the team we were playing wasn't quite as physical, but, you know, that's what we signed up for, and we got a battle.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Our next question from Kyle Kensing from Flow Sports. Your line is open.
Coach, obviously coming into the season, you know that Maurice Jackson's a pretty special player, but for him in week one to get a touchdown, how kind of cool is that for him to be able to build forward on this season?
Well, he actually had one last year, too, on a fumble recovery. So, you know, Mo's doing a good job with that. You know, you got to give a lot of credit. You know, Colby Ritten punched the thing out, and it went right to Mo, and he had clean, you know, he had nothing but green grass in front of him. But, you know, those things are nice. But, you know, to pick up a ball and to carry it into the end zone is really not the toughest thing to do for a defensive lineman. You know, we want, you know, Mo to get off of blocks and make big impact plays with sacks, which he had a big sack in that game. So, you know, he's a really good player. But picking up the fumble and going in was probably about the easiest thing he had to do during the course of that game.
And for him, in terms of development, you know, as far as offseason coming into this year, what were some of the biggest strides that he's made as a player?
Well, you know, he's been a hard worker for us. He's been a playmaker. I think the thing that he's really tried to do was to become a great leader, and not only in his room with the defensive line, but a leader throughout this football team. And he's done an incredible job of being a leader, being a vocal leader. You know, he's always kind of been, you know, a practice guy and a vocal guy in practice. But I think, you know, taking it to the whole defense and taking it to the football team is something he's done a great job with this summer and through this first week here. Just really putting the team on his shoulders as far as a leadership role goes. He's talented, and he did all the things he had to do, lift and run and do all those things to get himself into shape. But, you know, I think he took it to the next level in the leadership part of it.
Thank you.
Welcome.
We have a follow-up question from John O'Connor. Your line is open.
Coach Huseman, I presume you've seen Virginia Tech, Boston College now at least a couple times. Impressions of the Eagles based on that opening day performance?
Extremely impressed. I know they lost a lot of players off that team last year. I think 12 maybe either got drafted or free agents, and you know, that's a lot of people to lose. And you know, nothing against Virginia Tech, but Boston College, you know, on film, you know, looked like the better team. You know, I know Tech turned it over quite a bit, but, you know, Boston College looks like a big-time team. You know, they replaced some really good players with really good players. And the quarterback is incredible. The running back's incredible. I mean, those two guys, by far, a million miles, will be the two best players that we face all year. And, I mean, I don't think I'm telling you something you don't know. But the quarterback can run. He's got a gun. And in the back is – probably one of the best in the country.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Russ, before I let you go, you certainly had a spirited quarterback competition throughout the spring and fall and settled on Joe Mancuso and performed well. I thought on Thursday, 14-19 for 131 through the air and then 77 yards and a couple of touchdowns on the ground. What was your evaluation of how he played?
Joe did a nice job. You know, other than the one fumble and I guess early in the fourth quarter, but, you know, did a really good job. He took what was there. You know, he ran it when he had to run it, when the read told him to run it. I think for the most part, he was in control of the offense. So, I was proud of Joe and the type of game he played. With that being said, Bo did a really nice job too. And, you know, we'll see how things keep progressing forward. But, you know, these guys know, they got to know, just like any position on this team, you got to produce, you got to play well to keep playing. But, you know, coming out of that game, I mean, we felt pretty good about both those guys.
All right, Russ, safe travels on your trip to Boston, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks. See you.
All right, thank you. Bye.